Hello, hello.
All right, so here's the setup. This guy wakes up in a car, and he's really disoriented. The windows are all blacked out. Something on the outside, it's like a weird substance or something, and he's got a rear view camera that seems to be working just fine, so he can he can engage that and sort of reverse around. He's in some sort of weird parking structure, and there's something in there. He can see it in the camera. Eventually, it's hitting the car. But like,
wait, something in there, like a creature.
You know, you could go a creature. You could go like, if it's a movie, it's going to be like a lot of cuts where he sees something, and there's like just something fleeting in the screen.
Just a shadow or a streak of something.
Right, right. So you know, is it a creature? Is it another car, machine? Basketball.
It'd be great, just a basketball, sentient basketball, rolling around.
I feel like there's a lot of ways to take it in terms of, like, you know, you could always go for the M. Night Shyamalan Ding Dong at the end, and like, he's in a game, like he's not actually in a car.
Yeah.
It could be, you know, yeah, there's a monster in there, like. You know, I don't know exactly what the scenario is that you end up in the car and there's a monster in there, unless it's some like mad scientist stuff gone awry.
Yeah. I mean, like, depending on, like, okay, so if we're going to go with the monster angle, like, the black substance on the outside of the car could be something that the monster extrudes.
I like that.
Or, and like, being knocked out and in the car in the first place, like, he could have just gotten into his car, and if this monster is just like spitting out all sorts of chemicals, it could be, you know, something that knocked him out, like gas or something from the monster. So, you know, he wakes up disoriented from all of this and just ends up
you could go with the like headache, slowly remembering things, figuring things out, that sort of angle. That'd be good.
Yeah, that works. As far as like, oh man, see, now I said extruded because I'm thinking about like 3D printing right now. so that gets me on the machine angle. It's like it's not just that there's a machine in there. It's that there's like a whole subplot that he like just can't be aware of at first, like, because he's isolated in this instance. But imagine what the machines would be doing. Like, what would a swarm of machines that decided, yes, this is what we're gonna do. We're gonna trap people in their cars and isolate them from each other. I don't know what their goal would be, but they would have one.
Okay, so then what about this? What if, you know, if it's just sight, just things that he's seeing, what if the machines aren't actually large machines, but some sort of nanomachines or a virus, something that's actually actively editing what he's seeing, what he thinks he's actually seeing, is just a computer vision.
So it's not even what he's actually seeing through the camera. It's they're altering that, like, through a machine learning viewing interface in this car.
Yeah, I'd kind of like that, because you set it up to be like a end of the world scenario because of monsters or because of machines. Maybe he's like a machine expert, and he's like a robotics expert, and he even thinks like, oh, you know, my project got away, but it turns out he wasn't responsible. It's some other guy who made nanobots or made a virus, and around, like, the whole everything's collapsing because of these, and this is just one microcosm of it.
Yeah. kind of sets it up like Wreck, that movie that it's just one apartment building and all that, and all sorts of spooky shit's happening. But it's in a car. There's so much to do. So he just has a rear view camera, or he could have that like all around camera, like all of the
you've got the all around camera. Maybe he's got some of the basic LiDAR, you know, front stuff. All right, well, hopefully the gray goo doesn't get us before we get a couple more of the here's the setups out.
Agreed. Hear, hear.
Talk to you later.
Take care.
Bye-bye.
Bye.